Running back Le'Veon Bell saved three game balls from this past season. The one from his first touchdown, his first 100-yard rushing game, and the one where he broke Franco Harris's record. Not too bad for a rookie who was dealing with a right foot injury that made him miss the first part of the season, as well as learning to transition into the NFL.
It was frustrating to watch. I mean, especially like as a young guy, you know, I haven't played no games yet in the NFL, you know, so I'm like, man, I just want to play.
Bell made his NFL debut against the Minnesota Vikings in London. In it, he became the first Steelers rookie to rush for two touchdowns in one game since Bam Morris. Bell says he actually didn't feel 100% health-wise until a few weeks later, and that's when he really started to gain the trust of his teammates and coaches.
Just showing them that you can consistently do it, you know what I mean? Because every now and then a rookie or a younger guy have, you know, a good week. You know, the game, somebody's trust, you know, you have to continually do it. You know what I mean? Something, they know you're going to do it. Like, okay, we handle it down the ball, we know what we're going to do with it. It just takes consistency, and that's something I try to do is be consistent, you know, be more and more consistent each and every week and do more.
And with that trust came a bigger role in the team's offense in both the run and passing game.
Because as a runner, you really don't have opportunities really to get the ball in some open space, really. I mean, usually you get the ball, you're going against 11 other guys, you know, 11 guys looking at you, trying to get the tackle. When you catch the ball in some open space, it's really just going against maybe four or five other guys. You know, you're catching the ball, four or five DBs, maybe a linebacker. You got some space and you can really get loose and try to, you know, make some plays happen and get some people excited.
In Green Bay, Bell became the first Steelers 100-yard rusher in 23 regular season games. Bell said he didn't feel the pressure to stop the drought, but rather he looked at it as a challenge.
You know, other teams knew, all right, Pittsburgh Steelers haven't had a 100-yard rusher, so they always didn't want to be that first team to give up the 100-yard rusher, you know, so I always just embraced it. You know, I always looked at it as a challenge, like, okay, I know I'm got to be the first, you know, I got to get over 100 yards, you know. I mean, it took games and games, you know, but, you know, eventually the Green Bay game, I cracked it. And ever since that game, you know, when I practiced that game, I was like, man, I got to get 100 yards every game. You know what I mean? That's now, like, in my head, like, oh, I want to get it every game now.
And Bell says his rookie season wouldn't have been as successful if it wasn't for the O-line. And he says with the way that the offense as a whole was starting to click at the end of last season, he's already excited for things to come this year. For Steelers.com, I'm Missy Matthews.